14 minutes after 4 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas, you've got us for another couple of hours here. 7 o'clock tonight, Crusher Baseball, Lake Erie taking on the Traverse City Beach Bums up at Werfel Park. Tomorrow, a split squad edition. I'll be out covering those Lake Erie Crushers, and Avon, Matt Douglas, will be here in the catbird seat in the studios of AM 930 WEOL. And tomorrow night, we've got Indians baseball for you. Tribe taking on the Detroit Tigers. Hopefully they can beat up on those Motor City Kitties and continue to cushion their lead in the American League Central. Well, lots of football talk coming up in the next couple of weeks. Media days have come and gone, and camps will begin to break over the next 10 days. And here to talk some college football with us, we bring in Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
So far, so good. You feel refreshed off vacation and a two-day trip over to Chicago, rather?
Well, any refreshing I had was going after that that long day on Tuesday in the drive there and back. So I should say I'm back to mid-season form, I think.
So did you have a chance to explore Chicago at all, eat anywhere interesting?
We had a Shake Shack right across the street, so we ate there from the hotel. Just walking around Michigan Avenue a tad bit. We wanted to make sure, and then we got the news about Zach Smith right as we arrived in Chicago, so there wasn't too much time to that we could explore. We were working from, with our runs we got on, once we got into Chicago, working on the whole Zach Smith thing.
Well, we're going to dive into that here in just a minute. He, of course, has since been replaced by former Buckeye Brian Hartline, who earlier today was hired as the interim wide receivers coach. In your experience watching Hartline coach, and I know you actually covered him to some degree, what do you think he brings to the table as the interim wide receivers coach?
The biggest thing I think he brings is somebody that's done it before at the program. You know, he's a kid from Canton Glen Oak from the Northeast Ohio area. Kids know him in the fact that, you know, he's been on the staff as a quality control assistant. So people already know him, both the seniors, the incoming freshmen, probably the new guys coming in. When they take their unofficial visits, they probably see him a bit. So, but they will take away the fact that he's done this before. He did it for 7 years in the NFL, including playing for the Browns and Dolphins. He had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons with the Dolphins in 2012 and 2013. So they're going to see a guy that's done it before. They're going to be able to trust him because he's done what they want to do.
Yeah, and I think the NFL experience is a big one, too, because while most of these guys are going to Ohio State with hopes of getting a quality education, I think we can't be naive to sit here and think that a lot of those guys aren't going in with hopes and aspirations of playing in the NFL. And you can't help but think that he might be able to shed some light on that because, as you stated, you know, not only did he play 7 years in the NFL, but he had some success in the NFL, too. As you said, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, I mean, that's pretty impressive, especially when you consider, you know, where he has come and how far he has come as well. So it's an interesting hire, I think one that most definitely made sense. Was there really anybody else in the room that would have made just as much sense?
No, I don't really think so. And in this time frame, I think this was the best-case scenario. And Urban Meyer talked about it on Tuesday at Media Day. It's just, He was just saying how lucky he is to be in a spot where he's got young assistants and quality control coaches that could actually be brought up and take over those position coaching roles.
What's the deal with the interim tag on it? I mean, is there really any question? Do they think he may not be this guy after a year?
I think the interim tag is more of a, you know, let's see how you do after the first year. Remember, this is going to be his first year really as a coach. Been in quality control before. You're really, you know, due to the NCAA rules, can't do a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this will be his first year as a coach. We'll see, you know, maybe in Urban's mind, let's wait and see how you do. You know, also got to remember, he's 31 years old. He's the youngest coach on Urban Meyer's staff. I honestly think after this year that anyone will be taken off him rather quickly.
And, of course, he is replacing, as you alluded to earlier, the former wide receivers coach, Zach Smith. Now, a lot of elements at play here. For those that know Urban Meyer, you know that he had a very close relationship with Earl Bruce. Zach Smith is Earl Bruce's grandson. But there were some things that Coach Meyer just could not ignore about Zach Smith. Now, there was an incident apparently in 2009. There was an incident in 2015. And when all of this came to the forefront, I'm sure it made for a very difficult decision for Coach Meyer to make. But, I mean, how did all of this unfold? When did you guys find out about all these allegations? Again, one going back 9 years and one going back just a few years.
We heard about the allegations. Well, this all started from, I believe, this would have been now a week ago, week and a half ago, and Zach Smith was in court for trespassing on his ex-wife's property, and somehow in violating a protective order. You go back to 2009, he was charged with felonious assault, and then the charges were dropped. Urban Meyer said he knew about those charges because he and his wife, Shelly, actually intervened and helped Zach Smith and his ex-wife back in 2009 during this whole incident. You know, young couple, young marriage, they were doing their best to try to help them out. He said that he just learned of the 2015 incident, the night before, and he didn't know much about it because nobody could really find anything on it. Until a couple hours before Zach Smith was let go, Urban Meyer said, "You know, it was a very tough decision, but it wasn't just his; it was also the people around him. So you have to assume somebody like a Gene Smith was also involved with that decision as well."
Right, and look, given his relationship with Coach Earl Bruce too, I'm sure that really made this even tougher for him. But I'm not really sure there's anything he could have done differently. I mean, you've got to do your due diligence. And again, knowing his relationship with Zach Smith, that had to make this even tougher for him. But you get to a certain point where you just have to move on, and that's what the Buckeyes have already done. Now, being at Big Ten Media Day last week, you had a chance to not only cover what the Buckeyes were doing and saying, but all the other Big Ten schools as well. I know last week we got into a little bit of that, talking about Wisconsin being the front runners in the West, and you've got a logjam at the top over in the East. You know, every time Jim Harbaugh speaks, he tends to say something at least to a small degree of intrigue. And, boy, he certainly was a bit outspoken at this year's Big Ten Media Day. He made some playoff comments that definitely made the rounds on a national level. Just wanted to get your take on what you heard from him last week.
I think the biggest thing, what would have been those comments about the playoff and expanding the playoff. And I think that will be coming. But it's going to take some time because they have to figure out, well, what do we do with the bowl system? Because I think expanding the playoff from 4-8 or 4-16, as some other as has been suggested, then what do you do with the bowl games? And do you get rid of bowl games and you just have 16 teams make playoffs and that'll be your bowl system? So I think a lot has to be looked into for that. I do think it will be coming here probably within the next 5 to 7 years, but it won't be anything that come out right away. I thought the biggest thing to come out of what we talked about last week and what I kind of previewed, I think it was one of the very first questions that Jim Harbaugh took was about his record against his rivals in Ohio State and Michigan State. He's 1-5 against his rivals. No current player on his team has won a game against Ohio State. And he pretty much just kind of felt like he was defeated a bit. And hearing that record again, because he's going to have to hear about it until he actually wins one of those games, I think that says a lot in how he's handling kind of that pressure that I don't think he was really expecting when he got the job at Michigan.
What's interesting about what you just said, I mean, if you look, not just hear what he said, not that you couldn't hear some of the disappointment in his voice as well when he answered the question you're referring to, but seeing the way he addressed that, you're right. It was almost as if he approached that with a defeated mentality. You get the impression he's kind of getting tired of that, and of course there's only one way of fixing that, but you get the impression that he's getting tired of that?
I absolutely do. And I think the team is too. You look at Chase Winovich, who was also there from Michigan as one of the players. You know, he said, you know, they have a standard at the University of Michigan, and he personally feels a lot of pressure, and he thinks the team feels all that pressure as well. So remember, this isn't just on Jim Harbaugh. This is the pressure that the entire team feels on them just to win a rivalry game, let alone a Big Ten championship, and then go on from there for a national championship.
We're talking Ohio State football with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Dunny, we are knocking on the doorstep of the beginning of Ohio State's camp, and I think you were telling me off-air they're officially going to get into camp next Friday, right?
I believe that's what Coach Meyer said at Media Day, that he'll get the keys to the team handed to him at a ceremony that they've done with Coach Mick on August 2nd, and more than likely first practice, I believe that's what Urban said, would be August 3rd, so a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, boy, it's getting here pretty quickly, no question about that. Well,
absolutely.
Now that we are on the verge of beginning practice, which freshman do you think can make the biggest impact for the Buckeyes this fall?
There's a lot of freshmen coming in, a lot of big names with some big hype. I really like defensive tackle Tommy Tagiai. I think he will have a lot more of an impact than people think, playing on the defensive tackle spot behind Draymond Jones and somebody like a B.B. Landers. You know, that defensive line, they like to change it out a lot just to keep everybody fresh. I think he'll have a big impact on offensive lines that he plays, and I think they're going to be surprised with just how quickly he can get to the backfield or wait for that runner to come right and to run right at him.
Very good stuff. Well, we'll certainly keep our eye on him. And, you know, Donnie, as practice begins at the end of next week, I certainly know that you'll have your eye on a few others as well that you'll be able to tell us about, too, as we certainly enjoy having you on every single Thursday, and we'll continue to do that through the end of the football season. Always a pleasure, my friend. We appreciate the time, and we'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys next week. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much, Donnie. You do the same. That's Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus, breaking down the Buckeyes before they get into full practice mode next Friday. Some responses from Big Ten Media Day last week. Good stuff. Football season is right around the corner. We need to get to a break. We've got an Indians update coming your way in just a few moments. We send it back over to Matt Douglas. He'll give you the local news inside the Orthopedic Associates newsroom. Orthopedic Associates, where you always see a physician. Bullseye on the afternoon continues after this on AM 930 WEOL.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your Indians update. Off day today for the Tribe. Meanwhile, in the minor leagues, having a strong season at the single-A level, Lake County is Nolan Jones, third baseman, former high-round draft pick of the Tribe, and James Harris, the Indians director.